It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, if you listen regularly to this podcast, you will know that we have some lovely new merchandise, and they are our Opinions Matter travel mugs. They're fantastic, they're orange, they've got the lovely Opinions Matter logo on the front, and we are giving them away to beat the band. And we ask silly little questions, and we just ask you to send us a WhatsApp, and we pick a winner every day. It's as simple as that. So let us ring today's winner. Hello.
Hello.
Can I speak to Connor, please?
Yeah, speaking.
How are you, Connor? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Hi, Adrian. I'm good. Good to hear from you. How's things?
Good. Thank you very much indeed. Now, Connor, you entered our competition for one of our exclusive Opinions Matter travel mugs. Isn't that right?
That's correct. It is.
And we asked a very simple question, and that question was, what colour are they?
They're orange, I think.
They are orange. They're a beautiful shade of orange. And guess what? You've just won one. Congratulations. We're going to pop it in the post to you today. What's your full name and where do you live?
Connor McCauley, and I live in County Louth in Ardee.
In Ardee in County Louth, one of my favourite villages in County Louth. So well done, Connor. Congratulations. If you stay on the line for 1 second, we'll get all of your details and we'll pop that travel mug in the post to you today.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks, lads.
There you are. Well done, Connor. And if you stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, you could win yourself one of our exclusive travel mugs. They are available only from Opinions Matter. And if you want to win one, stay listening. We will have a silly little question by the end of this podcast. And entering is completely free, and we are giving away one every single day. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? So, Katie, I want to set the scene as to how this conversation came to pass. We were on the phone yesterday, as we are, as we do every single day, nearly.
Yeah.
And we were yapping away about work stuff.
And we're not weirdos. I work with Adrian outside of this podcast.
Yeah, we work on LMFM radio in the Northeast.
Yes.
Together, we do, for those of you who've never heard.
I produce for Adrian and he does what I tell him.
Yeah, basically. Katie's the producer of the Agenda Morning talk show, which I present and Katie produces. Anyway, we work together a lot. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we were on the phone yapping away and you said then out of nowhere, oh, I'm after getting a message. Oh, this is a very nice message. Yeah? So explain to me what happened. You got a message into Facebook, your own Facebook messenger. Yeah.
So it was just before I rang it and I said, oh, I'm after getting a message. Yeah. And this message came in and myself and Adrian were just chatting and just purely because it had just come in, I said to him on the phone, I was like, oh, I'm after getting a message from another weirdo. And he was like, another weirdo. And I was like, hang on a second. So I got the message out and I read the message. Mm-hmm. Do you have the message?
Yeah, I have it here. I'll read it.
I sent Adrian the screenshot. And Adrian, if you want to read out what I got.
So this is a message that Katie got into her Facebook messenger just before we were on the phone together. And it says, hey, Katie, you all right? I listen to you on Opinions Matter all the time. Not even going to pretend it's not mostly for you. The way you react when you get all fired up at callers is class and kind of sexy. Gets me going, but not good for my blood pressure, if you get me. LOL. I'm a big fan. Your lips are a bit distracting. Them lips and eyes are a dangerous combo, LOL. You have me tuning in for all the wrong reasons. Anyway, I defo think I need a cold shower, LOL, but just wanted to say hi and to wish you a belated happy birthday. Seen Adrian and Jeremy posted about it a few weeks back. Feels like I know you at this stage, LOL, even if you don't know me. You can get to know me if you want, XXX.
Yeah.
Now, when you read that message to me, I immediately said, what the fuck is this?
I was laughing about it. And you were like, no, that's not funny.
And but you're still kind of laughing about it. That's the thing that's...
Because it's like... The biggest thing for me about that message is the amount of LOLs. It's like a grown man.
Yeah, there's
man,
a ridiculous amount. One, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Even one LOL in a message, like, what are you, a 12-year-old girl?
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. LOL is ridiculous, okay? Were you able to see this person's own profile?
Yes. This person has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
In his profile picture.
Okay.
First of all.
Young, old?
I'd say maybe a bit older than me. Maybe 10 years. I'd say 40s.
Okay. And... You just laughed this message off.
Because I've gotten messages like that before. Not as long or as... Like, I sent you some screenshots, and because you asked me last night, how often does this happen? And I sent you other screenshots and messages, but in fairness, they were lovely messages.
Okay.
The ones I sent you. I just don't reply.
Yeah, some of the messages that you sent me, that you sent on to me yesterday, love when you're on the podcast, you bring a bit of life to it, was one message. Yeah. But nothing...
Or the message that came in yesterday on the WhatsApp about my... Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That doesn't, like, that's, you were even a bit like, oh, you know, but I just...
So this is one of our listeners who sent a screenshot of your Facebook profiler saying you looked really well, yeah?
Yeah.
And you do look really well in that photograph.
Oh, thanks.
Okay? Take it as a compliment. It's the only one you're getting.
Yeah, okay.
But this message, what I'm shocked by, Katie, is your reaction to that message where you literally laughed it off and you said, it's only a bit of fun, it's only a bit of banter. It's,
because
it
I went onto
me.
This guy's profile just to see, I was so curious. I was like, let's have a look at the kind of person who thinks this is, I suppose, an acceptable way to approach him. As in, does he think this is going to work for him? I think it's funny, as in sad. But like this is a guy who has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Not long back from holidays with the girlfriend. Moved in with the girlfriend. I could tell that they moved in together late last year. Like, that was the part that was like...
Okay, a lot of people, but some people have been messaging in saying, it's a bit weird, it's a bit creepy, but there's no big deal here.
I don't see the big deal. The amount of people are like, oh no, that's creepy, that's so creepy. I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay, let me state for the record here, that is creepy as fuck. That is creepy as fuck. I would be very concerned.
The amount of people who are messaging now saying, "Kate, you should be worried about that."
And that's exactly,
tell me that.
No, that's exactly what I'm telling you. You should be very concerned about that. You should not be that. It is not acceptable for people to think that they have the right to speak to a woman like that. Okay? Now, this is me defending you. This is me saying to you, this is wrong. This is not acceptable. It is not good enough.
Yeah, but you just, to me, it's just sad.
Sad?
Yeah.
I want to read it again, okay? I want to read it again. Hey, Katie, you all right? I'm not going to read out all the LOLs, right? Because it's ridiculous. I listen to you on Opinions Matter all the time. Not even going to pretend it's not mostly for you. The way you react when you get fired up at callers is class and kind of sexy. Gets me going, but not good for my blood pressure, if you get me. I'm a big fan. Now, this is where it starts getting really freaky. Your lips are a bit distracting. Them lips and eyes are a dangerous combo. You have me tuning in for all the wrong reasons. Now, this is stalker shit, okay? Anyway, I defo think I need a cold shower, but just wanted to say hi and to wish you a belated happy birthday. I saw Adrian and Jeremy posted about it a few weeks back. Feels like I know you at this stage, even if you don't know me. You can get to know me if you want. XXX.
I just am more curious to know, are the men actually believe this is going to work for them? Or are there women out there who ever have gotten into a relationship by a man sending them a message like that? Like, it's, okay, take the creepiness out of it.
So as far as you're concerned, do you just see this as a chat-up line? As a chat-up?
Like, yeah.
He's hitting on you and you're not going to take the bait and that's the end of that?
I'll just ignore it, move on. But like any woman listening now, 99.9% of the women listening now, the other 0.1% won't probably have social media. Every woman has probably gotten a message like this or messages like this at some point.
But what I'm asking you, what I'm saying to you is, this is beyond
like
creepy.
Anthony says he needs to be reported to the guards. Come on, come on.
I find this really, really disturbing. I'll be really honest with you. Talking about parts of physical attributes, talking about it turning him on for all the wrong reasons.
Sad. It's pathetic.
It's a bit sick. It's a bit more than... Let me tell you what I've done, Katie. I put your message into ChatGPT and I asked ChatGPT to give me read on what it makes of this message.
Okay.
Do you want to hear exactly... This is precisely what ChatGPT said back to me. The message reflects a parasocial attachment in which the sender feels a one-sided sense of familiarity and intimacy with you despite no real relationship, and it is heavily driven by sexualization rather than professional admiration. So in other words, had the message said, Katie, I think you're brilliant on the podcast, I tune in because you're so good, grand. But it wasn't that. Let me keep going. While framed as playful flattery, the focus on your physical features and his arousal indicates objectification and a blurring of boundaries between public persona and personal access. And it goes on. He escalates from being a fan to implying potential personal or sexual engagement, using humor and emojis to soften what is essentially boundary testing. So this guy sends you that message and he's poking at you. He's trying to get a reaction from you. And if he gets some sort of thanks very much, that's very nice of you, he's in there. Now, you didn't reply and that's fair enough.
I blocked him.
Yeah, and that's fine. But then the key red flags... And this is what ChatGPT said. The key red flags are the inappropriate sexual tone in a professional context, inflated familiarity, he feels like he knows you, objectification, and a subtle attempt to open the door to further intimate interaction. That's what ChatGPT said.
Yeah, but
about
ChatGPT is a machine.
No, but
it's
about
not a person.
I put that exact message in and I asked it to tell me what it thought.
I think
of
you're
it.
Overreacting.
I'm not overreacting. I find it really...
Like, even you wanting to do this today as a topic, I was like, this is such... It's so, like, honestly, it's scraping the barrel for topics.
No, it's not.
It is.
This is me actually defending you. I've worked,
I don't need to be defended.
I've worked with you and known you for years.
Okay, so first of all, let's break it down. Parasocial social behaviour, what is that?
I don't actually know, to be quite honest with you.
Okay,
but
a
one-sided familiarity and intimacy with you, despite no relationship.
But does that come from the kind of job we do? Because obviously doing this job, people know where I live, people know a lot about you, about Jeremy.
Had his message said, Katie, I love when you're on the podcast, you bring life to it, every time I know you're on, I tune in, brilliant, happy days, bring it on. Yeah? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. He's talking about your lips, your eyes, you have me tuning in for all the wrong reasons, I need a cold shower. That's all sexual shit. That's where he went past that line. And how you can't see that, I just...
But it's normal. Like, it's not, I'm not saying it's normal. It's not okay. But this is just what happens. So if you report every man who messages you or sends you an unsolicited message, like, I'm in disbelief at how you, this is just a troll. This is a guy who I guarantee in a bar wouldn't
come near me. This is a guy who has the hots for you and this is his way of letting you know. And had you responded and
but
said...
But it's a message. It's words. He didn't say, I'm going to take a bench up, take you up the mountains and slip a few roofies in your drink.
No, I know he didn't. I know he didn't, and I'd be very... Oh, you say you blocked him.
I did block him.
This person is... according to this,
Everyone's saying you should be worried. What? What? This is... Like, it's a troll. It's literally a troll. If he was...
Robbie sent a message in a second ago. I think Adrian is just raging. He doesn't get messages like that himself. Robbie, that's actually taking the piss out of this whole conversation.
This shouldn't even be a conversation. You block and you move on. Like... Honestly, girls, any girl listening will have had the same thing at some point.
That doesn't make it right.
I'm not saying it makes it right, but if I'm to report every single message I get unsolicited like that from a bloke that's a bit suggestive or a little bit flirty.
So you're telling me this is nothing new?
You've seen the messages I've gotten before.
None of them were anything like this. A lot of the messages were, like one message you sent me the other day.
I shouldn't have said anything about
this. One message you sent the other day, Katie, you bring some beauty and glamour to the podcast. I love when you're on, or something like the words to that effect. Yeah, fine, grand. That's a compliment. This isn't. This is different.
But danger.
I'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Do you see red flags in this message? Maybe I'm overreacting.
You absolutely are overreacting. This shouldn't even be a topic and I shouldn't have even said it to you. I'm not going to say it to you again if this is the shit that's going to come out of it. Like, honestly, the overreaction over a message...
Our number is 085-825-2626. Katie is basically saying that this happens frequently and you just block and move on. We'll take your calls in just one moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Katie.
Now, Vanessa, what do you make of that message? I find it completely inappropriate, a step too far, and something that, Katie, I'm not saying she should be hiding in her house or whatever, but something that she should be concerned about.
I think Katie doesn't understand how much danger she could potentially be in with a message like that. And here's why.
Sorry, Vanessa. Katie, why are you raising your eyes to heaven?
It's such an overreaction. It's a bloke just being a bloke. Well, no, I won't say being a bloke because most blokes won't send a message like that. But it's a bloke just, in my opinion, being a little bit over-excitable or whatever. I just...
Yeah, but it's the sense of entitlement that he thinks that to send that to a professional woman, that's okay. It's the entitlement. And what actually kind of makes me think it's more than just a troll, that this man could potentially be ill, is the fact that he said, I feel like I know you, even though you don't know me. He recognizes that you do not know this man from Adam. He has no right to message you like this. He knows this, but you can get to know me if you want. Now, that can be like, I wait for your move, or, you know, I could take steps to make sure that you know me. And that's why I think you should take it a little bit more seriously, because there are women who are getting these messages, and that's the implication. I will make sure that you know me.
We're after getting a message there woman saying, I'm normalizing it. I'm not normalizing it. That's not what I'm doing. And that's not what I want to be seen to be doing here, because
you're
I don't
not
think
taking
it is
seriously.
Right to send messages like that to a random. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, if a woman is to go to the guards every single time a message like that comes in, you'd never be out of the Garda station. Do you know what I mean? And I've never been in any danger from messages I've gotten before. Like,
no, thank God. Thank God. But you've never gotten a message
that you know of.
Yes.
Come on.
You've never gotten
that
a message
that you know of.
Brought it up. I'm never going to tell you again if that. And I only said it as a joke to Adrian, as in, like, oh, some weirdo just messaged me.
But can I just say, I'm thankful that you did bring it up, because it brings out the. It's more than just you. This is the problem. It's certain men, not all men, but men who are a little bit lonely, a little bit mentally ill, who believe in their hearts that they have the right to message a professional something like this.
And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make to you, Katie. And as somebody messaged us on Facebook just a couple of minutes ago, do you not remember the case that Holly Willoughby had to deal with? And I'm not saying that you're Holly Willoughby, but she had to deal with some creep thinking that he knows her, thinking that he has a right to contact her and everything else.
This is one message. If another message
at the moment,
if this guy made another account or started messaging the WhatsApp phone here in the studio or something like that, or following up on it, then I would be like, right, okay, this is
weird.
Katie,
you just said 2 minutes ago that people know where you live. They know where your children go to school.
No, nobody knows where my children.
I mean,
go
you
to
should
school.
Be taking this
no,
seriously.
No.
Like,
come on, this is a way overreaction. And even if people know the town I live in, nobody knows my address. No one's going to turn up. I said, like, I just think this is a bloke who's.
But you don't know. We don't know how far someone's willing to go, because you don't know who is on the other end. This is what
again,
I'm saying.
And again, Katie,
I understand that you're not taking it that seriously, but take it a little bit more seriously than
again,
you are.
Again, I'll read the line where it says, "Feels like I know you at this stage, even if you don't know me. You can get to know me if you want."
But in fairness, it's only a certain type of person. Probably some weirdo sitting at home. That has no job or nothing else to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a certain type of person that would do this. Do you know somebody who's
yes, and you don't know how far they could go. That's the point. You don't know how far they're willing to go. You don't know the conversations that they're having in their head while you're on air.
Katie, I want to bring you back a couple of years. Vanessa, you'd be interested in this story. I want to remind you about something that happened a couple of years ago. Katie and I, in our professional work life, had an involvement with another with a company that shall remain nameless. Okay,
and company that shall remain nameless. Write it down.
I'll write it down. There. That company there. where we okay.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
We were involved with a company where we were doing journalistic work for this particular company. Okay, mm-hmm. And the individual with whom was our go-between with this company. I'd love to name the company, but I can't. Okay, the go-between in this company is a guy who took it upon himself at ungodly hours of the night to start messaging yeah. you. Can't wait to see your next piece of journalism. And then
so no, that's
making
not,
all
that's
sorts
not how
of suggestive
so
sexual
comments.
So
myself and yourself went into this place. Their headquarters are in town. We went in for a meeting. There was four men maybe yep, in the meeting. Yep. And myself and Adrian. I was helping Adrian with this project.
Yep.
So our roles were defined. Everything else. So I was to and fro with one particular member of staff mm-hmm. from the other side. And then what started to happen was one night, late night, I missed a call. 3 o'clock in the morning, I had a missed call. And I thought, that's weird. So I texted him and said, I think you rang me accidentally. Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. I'm up having a couple of beers. Sorry about that. I was like, no bother. Talk to you later. And about 5 minutes later, my phone went off again. And then it got weird. But I will say, right. And at first I didn't say anything because I didn't want to rock the boat with your situation because this was your project and I was only helping. It started getting into, I think you're fucking hot, blah, 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 right? So I just didn't write back. The next day, or not the next day, maybe a couple of days later, same thing again, get a message late at night. Now I'd say there was probably a bit more than drink involved here, to be honest with you. But when I told him, it went on for a couple of nights anyway. And eventually I said, I was engaged at the time. I said, I'm getting married. I don't want these messages. If you're not going to speak to me in a professional manner, don't speak to me at all. And he stopped straight away. But his intentions, so you're bringing this up, as using it as an
no,
example.
No, I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up to highlight that men, some men think they have this God-given right to hit on women in a sexual way. The amount of, we've spoken about it on the program before, the amount of women that have received unsolicited dick pics, for example, mm-hmm. that guys think it's perfectly okay to send a photograph of their junk.
But these women don't go to the guards. It's not okay. That is not okay. It's I do not want unsolicited
this
dick
pics. This guy's behavior, this professional relationship guy, his behavior was outrageous as well, but he thought he had a God-given right to hit on you and tell you you had gorgeous tits and whatever the fuck he said to you. This message here is just as inappropriate.
But when
I don't know how you're not getting that.
This professional person, listen, I'm not interested. Don't send me messages like that again. And I actually think I threatened at one point to say, if there's any more of those, I'm going to have to tell your next in line. And they stopped straight away. Now, it was awkward as fuck for following meetings. Do you remember that? Sending the meetings.
I do,
that
yep.
was so awkward. But it stopped. I don't think he even works for the company anymore. But it's no threat game. So you're using it as an example where it just shows that you ignore or tell them to fuck off.
No, it's another example of a man thinking he has a God-given right
to hit
on a woman in a completely inappropriate way.
I get your point.
Had his message said, Katie, hope you don't mind me asking, would you fancy going for a drink some night? Fine, grant. You then are in a situation you can say yes or no.
But he was obviously
didn't.
Coked and drunk off his
but
head.
But he
that's
didn't.
What I think.
He was sending you messages about your body. He was sending you messages about how gorgeous you were, what he wouldn't do to you, all of that. Men have no right to do that. And men have no right to send
no,
that.
No, they don't have a right. But unfortunately, this is what happens. So if you go to the guards every time someone gets a message like that, the guards might follow up on it, but nothing essentially is going to come of it unless you probably
sorry,
need
Vanessa,
to change
you,
these people.
You have all that.
Yeah, I think there's a few steps there. First of all, he tested the boundaries to see if it was okay if he could text you in general. Then he tried to break down the red flags through humor by messaging you inappropriate things and then saying, oh, sorry, ha 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 ha, I was just joking. Then with someone like the one that's we're talking about today, there's a thing called detachment. So if you don't write back, there are ill individuals, not everybody, but there are sick individuals who need help who will think that's her playing hard to get. I need to make the first move. So what I would say is going to the guards is not just about overreacting. It's about putting in place a framework of safety for you to say,
and
this has happened.
And if anything else happens, I'll let you know, and then you can ask.
This is a message.
No,
I'm going to take you up the mountains. I'm going to slip some roofies in.
He doesn't need to.
Okay, Katie, I'm not
he doesn't need to.
I'm not saying.
This is the thing. He does not need to say any of that because he's implying that he could do what he wants.
Katie, I'm not telling you to go to the guards about this message.
No, I would look like a fool.
No, by no stretch am I suggesting you go to the guards.
Wasting guard time.
I am suggesting that you keep that message. that you keep it on file. Well, I have it here printed out here in front of me. And just note it. Because if this guy contacts you again through some other means...
Well, if he does, then it then I would be like, ah, here, now this is getting weird. Like, but for now, this is a standalone.
But you're able to just write that off.
I think it's just a loser.
And Vanessa, like, as far as you're concerned, this is part of the problem, that somebody like Katie is just writing that off, saying, ah, yeah, go on, move on, build a bridge.
It's not even that. I don't think she realises how important she is to people who listen to this podcast. And so she's underestimating her safety. And for if anything happens, it's not saying that something will, but if anything does progress, then you actually have a paper trail to say, I warned you about this.
Okay.
And you're able to keep yourself safe.
Stay with me for a second, Vanessa. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Claire.
I had a local lad message me a couple of times on Facebook, suggestively. And when I ignored and blocked, he eventually ended up approaching me in person and actually frightened the crap out of me. Because he had been messaging me repeatedly, he felt like he knew me because he had got so relaxed. He came up and approached me and he grabbed me by the arm and said, you know, why have you blocked me? And I said, who the feck are you? And because I didn't know him, he got very cross with me. So it could have gone very, very nasty.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Larry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Larry?
How are you? I'm a bit upset now listening to this, to be totally honest with you.
Why?
I'm not a creep, Katie. I'm not a creep. I sent you that message and you blocked me. And I've been made out to be some sort of weirdo now because I think you're hot.
Sorry, Larry. Let me just cut across you here. Are you saying that you are the person who sent that message?
Yeah, I sent the message, yeah. Well, I didn't expect this. I listen to the show every day and you're talking about me on it. Like I'm some sort of weirdo.
No, you're after coming on. I didn't identify anybody. Nobody was named at all. You obviously know you sent this message.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me, yeah.
I find that message... a bit odd. I find it a bit creepy. I Casey doesn't seem to be as bothered about it as I am.
No, this has to be a joke. This has to be a joke. No way is someone ringing in to admit to sending that message. Are you... No, I'm sorry.
I'm deadly serious. I've been listening to you guys for a long time now. I'm watching... And I know I sent you that message and you blocked me. And then I hear that the whole thing being read out and I'm like, holy shit. And then I'm creeping, I'm a weirdo and all. Like, because I think you're...
Okay,
I think you're really good looking and I just cut the bullshit and just told you out straight.
Like. And that's fine, Larry. If you think she's really good looking, fine. But...
Yeah, so what's the issue?
And my issue is... that there are boundaries in life. And to be sending a message to somebody, I'll tell you the bit I find really odd. It feels like I know you at this stage, even if you don't know me. You can get to know me if you want.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry. I don't believe this. I think this has to be a joke.
Katie, I'm being deadly serious. I just shooting my shot. Like, this is the thing, like, you have lads now will talk to you and feed you a lot of bullshit and wine and dine you and not be truthful and like, oh, I think you're savage looking and I'd love a girl. Well, and just, you shoot your shot, that's it. So I shot my shot and now I'm being called a creep.
So this was your chat up line, was it? This message to Katie was your way of chatting her up, was it?
Like, yeah, I'll just say how it is. I thought it was complimentary. I don't see anything wrong with what I said.
I'm sorry, but your name doesn't actually match the name of the person who messaged me.
Katie, trust me.
You've changed your name. Why did you put a different name on the message. Now than you do on the message?
Because you're helping me for something I'm not. And I don't want people knowing my name.
Okay, let me go through your message here. I just want to, and for the record, Larry, if that's your name, it's not his name.
It's not his name.
But Larry...
That's why I question. Actually, can I PFL him to see if he can actually give us the real name? Can we PFL him?
Katie, please
no,
don't.
No, PFL Larry means that we will speak to you off air. Not that what you say to me cannot be heard on the broadcast.
I just want to make sure. Don't tell him a name. Yeah.
No, she's not going to say your name. She just wants to confirm your name. So just.
I just want to confirm that it is you. Yeah. If you can say the same name of the person who messaged me, then I will believe you.
Okay, go on. We'll put you on hold there for a second.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, it's the same name.
Okay. Yeah. So, Larry, we're going to call you Larry because you want to protect your identity. Larry, can I walk through this message with you? Yeah?
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with it. Go on.
I listen to you on Opinions Matter all the time, not even going to pretend it's not mostly for you. That's fine. No issue whatsoever, yeah? Then you go on.
Yeah.
And by the way, Larry, it's not Katie that wanted to bring this up on the show today. It was me. I have to make that perfectly clear. She did. Katie didn't really seem much of an issue with it. But anyway, the way you react when you get fired up at callers is class and kind of sexy. Mm, okay. Gets me going, but not good for my blood pressure.
I feel massively uncomfortable right now.
Why?
Really uncomfortable. I feel massively uncomfortable right now.
Why? Because you were able to dismiss this.
Because it wasn't a real voice. I don't feel comfortable with this conversation anymore.
I want to just talk through this. Katie, 20 minutes ago you said, it's nothing.
Because it was just
nothing.
A message. Now, yeah. I don't
and now it's
like
a human being.
This being broadcast. I don't know. I don't like this being...
Okay, this is where I really lost the plot. When Katie read this to me initially and then sent me the screenshot of it, I lost the plot over this bit. You said, I'm a big fan. Your lips are a bit distracting. Them lips and eyes are a dangerous combo. You have me tuning in for all the wrong reasons. Now, I'm sorry, Larry, that is fucking creepy. Yeah. That is weird. That is not appropriate to be sending messages like that to somebody that you do not know.
Right, because, but I do know, she is on this all the time on Facebook. I follow Katie on the Facebook and Instagram. She puts up the photos and I'm complimenting her on how she looks. And he's like calling me a creep. That's shit.
I'm not calling you a creep per se. I don't know you from Adam. I'm calling your message creepy. That's what I said. Your message is creepy. Your lips are a bit distracting. Them lips and eyes are a dangerous combo. Could you not have just said, I think you're gorgeous?
I was just saying she was gorgeous, but I was complimenting her lips and her eyes because she looks deadly like that. What's wrong with that? And I've seen you out, Katie, as well, and you look just as good as you do now on Facebook and what I see on your pictures and stuff. I think you're gorgeous. And I was just shooting my shot.
Seen me out where? Where have you seen me out?
Out in Ashbourne there. Yeah, I saw you out in Ashbourne. And,
do you live in Ashbourne?
No, I've seen you out and about though, and you look honestly like, and I know when you see people on the telly and the photos and all, and you see them in real life, it's different. But like, I see you out and about, and yeah, you're gorgeous. So I just thought I'd send you a message, and obviously you blocked me. And now when I'm listening to the show today, you're making me out to be some kind of.
Can we go to a break? Just a mid roll. Can we do that for a second? Because I just need a second in here. Can we just go to a mid-roll for a sec? Or can I just... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Larry, I have to tell you that Katie's a little bit freaked out now, having heard your voice, having spoken to you, even though earlier on she was dismissing this whole thing, that it is not... it is not an issue at all. Can I just put, man to man, can I just say to you, I find your message to Katie completely inappropriate. I know what you're saying is your way of chatting her up. I find it completely inappropriate when you talk about having cold showers and wanting to get... I'm sorry, I just find it really creepy. Do you not see how your message, even though you may mean no harm whatsoever, I don't even believe you do mean any harm, but do you not understand where I'm coming from, that your message is completely inappropriate?
No, my message is real, Adrian. That's what it is. There's blokes that will just play the game and use the chat up lines and try and get where I want to get. Whereas I'm just cutting out the bullshit. That's all I'm doing. What's wrong with that? You shoot your shot if you like someone. And Katie, I've listened to you guys for a long time, and Katie just makes me feel good. And I look at her sometimes
and I wish she'd smile a little bit more. But I just look at her and I see her Facebook pictures, and she's putting up there yesterday or the day before, and she just looked gorgeous. And I know, just I'll tell her how gorgeous she is. Shoot me shot.
Sorry, Larry. Casey's actually after cutting off the phone line there. Why the change, Katie? Why the change? Earlier on, this morning when we were talking about this in advance, you said, oh, piss off, Adrian. There's nothing to see here. It's not a big deal. Why are you trying to make a mountain out of a molehill? The guy who's a regular listener by his own admission to our podcast rings and says, I'm sorry, I was just chancing my arm. I was just, it was my chat up line. And now you're completely freaked out.
Because why the difference? It was just a message. I just don't want to continue a conversation about me. That's like, I'm in the third person. I don't want to continue sitting here when I'm being talked about like I'm in the third person. Thank you very much. I would rather not.
But you had an opportunity to rip the head off him.
I don't want to rip the head off him.
It was said earlier on.
I shouldn't have even said it to you. I should not have said anything to you because this wouldn't even be an issue now.
But no, it is an issue, and I'll tell you why it's an issue. It's an issue because it is a message that came to you because of your involvement in the podcast that I do. Okay? Jeremy and I own this podcast. You're a part of that podcast, and that message came into you because of your involvement in this podcast. It didn't come into you because you're a producer in LMFM. It came into you because you are a presenter on this podcast. Mm-hmm. That's why I brought it up. That's why I raised
it. Yeah, but it was making a mountain out of a molehill. It's making such a big issue out of nothing. You're after making a bigger problem now by giving this person airtime.
Let me go to Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. KDR, are you?
I'm fine. Like, I'm grand. Look, I'm thick-skinned. I just don't want to be sitting here with a conversation like I'm in the third person.
Adrian,
do you know what I mean?
Sorry, Kate. Adrian, she asked you a few minutes ago that she was not comfortable. You should have cut that off straight away, as you said, we're an employer or whatever you are.
Well,
she told you 10 minutes ago, Adrian, she wasn't comfortable.
When
there was a voice to that.
I took the break to talk to Katie off air, which is what we did do. And Casey, can you just confirm during that ad break, you said, talk to him for another minute if you want to.
I said, just keep him on for a minute, but I want to end the call then off in a minute or two.
Before that break, she did ask Aiden. It does sound a bit weird. I know I said in a voice message, it does happen on both ends. Men are stalked as well. But this is getting a bit, he does sound like he got it mixed up. I'm not going to make excuses for him. He does sound like he genuinely thought he could chat her up and that was his way of going about it. It sounds like you fucked it up. Get out of your base.
The message didn't overly worry me. The message didn't. I wasn't overly concerned.
Now it is. And the fact that he's seen you out around where you live. You know, now it's starting to sound a bit real. I'm hoping it is a fucking wind up. When I heard his name, I was thinking this is a Valentine's wind up.
I sent him a second message.
Seriously, I did. And I said, this is going to turn out to be fucking Jeremy Dixon.
No, well, it wasn't.
And by the way, if I find out that this is a wind up because you knew his name, I know you probably wouldn't do that. But if I do find out that this is a wind up.
What, did I was winding
you
up?
Yeah, that you're winding me up.
She's
here.
Give me a bit of credit for God's sake.
I don't think it is now. Well, Adrian, we do have to be careful out there now. This is the modern times. Everybody is so approachable now through what's in their hands. These people, and it's men and women, will say things online to other people they would never dream of saying to their face. He's probably not brave enough to, he's probably being slapped down or pushed up, you know, by so many women. He's afraid now to approach women. But that's what social media and dating apps have now done to society. Men are afraid to approach women because they're just knocked back unless they're a certain height, making a certain money, they look a certain way, drive a certain car. And that's what's happened to modern society. And that is scary that Katie is a woman who puts herself out there and is not shy of her opinions.
No, and that's one of the it's one of the things that I love about her. Yeah. It's one of the things that one of the reasons that she's involved in this podcast because she's an opinionated cow. That's what you are, Katie, an opinionated
and unfortunately,
cow.
Unfortunately, we know now Katie is recently single, so you know there is people that are going to want to approach her. But lads, if you want to approach women, don't do it over the phone. Do it the old-fashioned way. Meet a girl in a public club or whatever and talk to her. Because, I mean, the internet is a fucking horrible place. We all know that.
I've gotten messages before. Like I said, your Lorraine probably has gotten messages before from blokes chancing their arm and stuff. And it doesn't bother me. Even this today didn't bother me. But what did make me uncomfortable, some people are messaging saying, is this a joke? This is very much not a joke, I can assure you. And if it is a joke, I certainly don't find it funny. I don't want to engage with this person.
Okay, again, Katie, I have to ask you, and I genuinely mean this. Earlier on, when I said to you, we're talking about it on the podcast. You said, would you get a grip, Adrian? It's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing. Suddenly, when a guy who claims to have been the person who sent the message to you, you spoke off air, you confirmed his name, it was him who sent the message, and suddenly you're now freaked out by it. I want you to explain that. Because, because Katie, at the very start, I said you should be freaked out by that.
Because before it was just a message, right? It was a message that I was laughing off. And had we have not put this on air today, which I didn't even want to, I wanted to do the other topic I told you. The other topic I was pushing at you to do. And you were like, no, I want to do this. And I said, I don't want to do this. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. There is no topic here. It's a message from a weirdo. I said, I blocked him. I move on and I forget about it. All this has done today, putting this conversation on, is add fuel to a fire that that was put out. There was no need to bring this back up.
There was a need.
There was no need to
I'll tell you what the need is. I'll tell you what the need is, that you and women in general need to stop ignoring stuff like that. Treat this with... You're now freaked out because you heard that guy's voice.
Yes.
Because now he's a human being. When you got the message, you dismissed it because you, like so many other people, live in an online world where you actually don't believe people are actually real. Did you think ChatGPT made that message up for you?
No.
I want to bring in more of your opinions on
Amanda's
this.
Amanda's just sent a message. He's just messaged back in.
Go on. Well, here, I'll play this message while you're reading over that.
1 in 10 Irish women report misogynistic bullying. 1 in 10 15-year-old schoolgirls are changing their route home because of misogynistic bullying. And normalising misogynistic bullying is part of the problem. If you don't call these men out for what they are and who they are, you are part of the problem.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Now, Katie, a message has just come in. During the break there, I'm after asking you for your consent to read out this message. Do I have your consent to read out this message?
Yeah, you have my consent to read it. But I do not want him on the phone again. I want the calls blocked from him.
He's not coming back on the phone again, okay. That's the guy, Larry, and that's not his name, but we're calling him Larry because that's how he identified himself, but you happen to know his real name, okay? And this message just came in, and it says, Katie, I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I would never approach you. I wanted to on many occasions, but chickened out in case you told me to fuck off. Why are you making me out to be a creep?
I literally didn't even call him a creep.
No, I'm the one that called him a creep. In fact, I didn't even call him a creep. I called his message creepy, okay? Do you have anything to say to that message? I'm sorry, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I would never approach you. I wanted to on many occasions, but chickened out in case you told me to fuck off.
What do you say to that? I didn't want this discussed today. You were the one who said this needs to be discussed. There's a bigger issue about this, societal issue, blah, 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 blah.
And there is.
And all this and there is today.
To highlight that it is not acceptable for men to think that they can send sexualized messages. You heard what ChatGPT said about it. That it was completely and utterly inappropriate. That's what I'm trying to highlight here. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Darren, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I actually had to say now, that gave me the creeps. It went from a message to shit got real, and that's the issue I think that Kate. I was in the same boat as Casey, but when your man came on and said the stuff to her face, basically, that is just, like, that has the potential to be dangerous.
Okay, but Darren, this is the point that I was trying to make at the very start, and this is what I just said to Katie a second ago. We live in a world now that people are able to detach themselves from online and don't see people in the online world as real people until they suddenly become a real person and then the shit hits the fan. That's the same person that sent the message that you and Katie dismissed. Ah, nothing to see here. But suddenly when we hear the guy's voice, it suddenly becomes a problem.
If this was the other way around, which obviously does happen as well, this probably wouldn't even be a conversation.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah. Like I said, Darren, I have an issue with men thinking that they have a God-given right to send women messages that are completely inappropriate and dickish.
But Adrian,
Dan, we've spoken about this on the program before about women receiving unsolicited dick pics and all this shit. Okay, I think it's totally inappropriate, and I think that the men who do it need to be called out. That's what I wanted to do with this conversation today: to call out somebody sending Katie a completely creepy message. Now,
all we've done by highlight this today is add fuel to a fire that would have gone out otherwise. So people like this, they're always going to exist in society. Whether I go to the guards, whether, you know, any female listener listening now goes to the guards, it doesn't matter. Men like this are always going to exist in society. The best thing you can do for your own self is to block it and move on. Which is
the only way now to try and get chatting to a girl is if you match them on a dating site. Is that the only way now that you can try and get on with a girl, is it?
No, I'd love to think that it's okay still in a pub or a club to go over.
But unless you look like Enrique Iglesias, Adrian, you're going to get rejected in a pub as well. Because women will think you're a creep for going up to them in the pub.
And some do. And can I tell you, Darren, I would not like to be a young man starting my life on the dating scene now. I really wouldn't.
No. My age demographic, lads aged between 29 and 36 are getting, the amount of single lads my age now is mad because they know what women are like.
Mm. Okay.
Like, I'm on the dating site and I was telling Katie earlier on that something similar happened to me last week. Now, fair enough, it wasn't a proper creepy message, but I was ordering some Tom bags from a crowd in Eden Dairy, and I was dealing with a young one, text her on WhatsApp, and then I didn't hear from her till about, she texted me at like 7:30 to say that she left work early, that she couldn't catch me back. So I said, that's fine, grand, fair enough. And the next thing then, she started talking to me as this, like flirting with me. I said, Jesus, she's all right looking, so I'll flirt back. And then we're talking away, and I said to her straight out, I said, if this is the other way around, I said, texting you after work hours, I said, that'd be inappropriate, would it? Oh, she said, yeah, it probably would be. I said, so the fact that you have to look like Enrique Iglesias, basically, in order for not to be inappropriate.
And
so I was talking...
Yeah, go on.
Like, I was talking to her for about 2 days after work hours, and I said to her, I said, if this is the other way around, and I text you after work hours, you'd think I was a creep, unless I looked like Enrique Iglesias. And she said, yeah, I probably would. So why is it the double standards the other way around? I just don't understand it.
Okay.
A woman will never be called a creep for texting a lad that doesn't want to be texted.
No, I agree. And there have always been double standards between the sexes where it comes to the dating scene. But let me ask you, Darren, you initially... because I read some of your comments on Facebook, you initially dismissed your man's message as nothing to see here, it's only a bit of banter or whatever, okay? And Katie did the exact same thing, dismissed it as a bit of banter, blocked him and moved on with her life. The reason I wanted this highlighted is that it is not acceptable for men...
It wasn't your message to highlight.
Yeah, but he escalated. He escalated by coming on and saying it in person. And having, like, the fact that he came on to a public podcast, knowing everyone was listening, knowing everyone thought he was a creep and did that, tells me that there's something seriously wrong with him.
Well, no, I'm not going to allow you to say that because I don't know this guy. I don't know anything about him other than the conversation that I've had with him. I know his name isn't Larry.
Well, interesting that he called himself Larry after Larry Murphy, probably, was it?
That's why I thought it was a joke. That's why I thought someone was ripping the piss.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't somebody ripping the piss. Stay with me for a second, Darren. Let me read out this message that's just come into us, and it says, don't read out my name for obvious reasons. I'm self-employed and call to people's houses for work. I used to get weird flirty messages off a customer. Then one day, I arrived to his house. Never a problem when I arrived before. And he was standing at the window waiting for me, fully naked, masturbating. It can escalate. Please just be careful. I know you aren't calling to these people's houses, but there are weirdos out there, says that message. And again, Katie, the reason I wanted to discuss this on the podcast today was not just in your interest, in the interest of people in general, for people in general to realise that it is not acceptable. It is not okay to be sending messages that you yourself dismissed earlier on.
Had we have left it dismissed? Had we have just left it like I had wanted to?
I don't know how it's escalated anymore. We've spoken to the guy. I don't know how that means it's escalated anymore.
Because it was trying dead to explain and buried. I'd blocked it.
He was trying to explain his reasons for bringing it up, for sending you the message.
You were wrong. I think you were wrong to bring it up to
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, pretty much Darren pretty much covered every point I was going to say regarding the reversal of roles and whatever. But I did want to say how he got on air. Katie was obviously annoyed that he managed to get on air. He obviously got in on their false pretenses, so I wouldn't be blaming Amanda or anything on that.
No, I'm not. And like I said, it took
a minute. I want to find out what happened and how that happened and just to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Okay.
You're right, too. But what I want to say is...
Katie, by the way, people have gotten onto this show on many occasions in the past under false pretenses.
That's fine. But
they say they're
going to
say one thing and they say something completely different.
From Amanda's point of view, taking the call, what led up to this guy getting on air? What was said? Obviously, I want to know.
Okay. Sorry, Robbie. Go on. Keep going.
Well, I was, like Darren and like Katie, I was one of the people that, when it was a message, I was dismissing it. It was a bit of a, okay, granted, I agree with you, Adrian, it was a bit of a creepy message. The way it was wrote, the way it was written was terrible. If he wanted to, try and get to know her, that's just the wrong message to send. And he called it real, bollocks. You could have just said, how are you, Katie? How's it going? And just come out with, I've seen you on show a lot, but I would like to get to know you. And then leave it at that. Then she might have checked his profile. Maybe he might have got a message back. Who knows? But that's irrelevant at this point. When he called in, he said, he's a bit upset when he's being called out, but his name was never given, so that's irrelevant. But I think the fact that he called in and the way he sounded and the fact that he said, I've seen you out and about, I think it has highlighted that it could potentially be a bit more serious than what we all thought initially. We all dismissed it. Now, I'm not going to be one of these people.
Robbie, scared. Not everybody dismissed it. An awful lot of people did say after we published the message online.
Yeah, people here who text me. By the way, Katie, can I just say safe and stuff?
Can I just say? The publishing of that message earlier on our Facebook page, you actually did that. You put that up yourself.
No, it wasn't me. I sent it to Amanda. She put it up.
But you agreed to the conversation.
Because this was the conversation we were having. I agreed to the conversation then because I didn't initially want to talk about it. You told me what you wanted to talk about. Yep. I said, okay, fine. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so I just want to confirm this was done with your consent.
But next time I'm going to stay with my gut. If I get a message like that again, I'm just not going to tell you because had I not have said anything, we wouldn't be sitting here now having this conversation.
No, but I don't know why you're annoyed at me. I actually have your back here. That's the thing and you know I have your back.
I know you do. And I know that your concern comes from the right place, but I'm not the better of actually having this guy on air because I know I've spoken about this podcast before where I live. How the hell has he even seen me on a night out?
I don't know. You've had people come up to you on nights out and said, are you Katie off the podcast? Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is and Katie in particular, I hope you're all right. I really do.
Thanks, Jess. No, I'm fine. Like, look, shit like this doesn't bother me.
No, Katie, I promise you, if I knew exactly who he was and what he looked like, he'd be meeting the flat end of my fucking camogie stick. I swear to God. Because freaks like that deserve nothing but a good thump in the head.
I read the message. I didn't think much of the message. I've gotten messages before from people. Jess, most women have. I'm sure you have as well. I'm sure your wife has. I'm sure your daughter has, Linda. Or Adrian, Laura has. I'm sure your son's fiance has.
It doesn't make it right.
But you move on.
Just that word you just said. The word you just said, this is rampant. That's why I wanted to talk about it. I don't get messages like that.
You think us talking about this is going to stop pathetic little men who think they're entitled to message women like that?
It's to make men think twice about it. That's really what it is. It's to make men think twice about it. That it is not appropriate to be sending messages to people you don't know.
The amount of people messaging me on my own WhatsApp listening to this now, like, I now have friends messaging me and two of my family members messaging me, like, concerned about this.
But you should have been concerned about this from the very start.
It was a message.
Anyway, sorry, Jess, what else do you want to say on this?
No, it's just these creepy incel dirty bastards. Like, I don't know how their heads work. I really don't. I wouldn't even want to get into their heads. Like, lads, I'm a big fan of Law & Order SVU. I've watched enough episodes to know that freaks like this, they escalate. It's art imitating life, I'm telling you. These freaks escalate. This Larry or whoever the fuck he is will escalate. And you know what? I hope he gets his comeuppance. And Katie, if I were you, I 100% would bring that message, bring this podcast to the guards and say, I want a protection order. Here's his face. Here's his photo. I want a protection order. Because if he even comes near you, I want to know that you'll get him locked up.
Okay, Katie, having spoken to this guy, having listened to him, having heard him say it was just my way of chatting you up, basically, Jess is saying go to the guards. Are you? Is that something you're prepared to do? Or are you just like you were?
There's enough evidence for a protection order.
There's no evidence of anything. No threats were made of any
there's
sort.
There's a message and...
No.
We need to wait for him to say, I'm going to do this while I'm dead to you. What do you mean, Adrian?
Jess, can I just clarify? Can I just clarify? That guy made no threats whatsoever. None.
So we wait until he makes a threat. Is that what you're saying? Because we wait until he does something.
The guards won't give anybody a protection order based on a message and a phone call.
The guards don't give the protection order. The courts.
Why not? It's intimidating.
This person did not make any threats, okay? And I'm not going
to... Okay, so like usual, we wait until something... Sorry. We'll wait until something happens to her. And then you'll feel sorry, won't you?
Let's hope nothing does. Well, Katie, are you going to go to the guards now?
Okay, so that whole conversation with your man, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't overly concerned. The only thing that I slightly made me uncomfortable is the comment about seeing me out. But I'm going to put that down to the fact that I've said on the podcast before about where I live, and I assume he happened to be at the same time, same place. I'm going to assume that there's nothing that I should go to the guards about.
No,
I feel at this moment I don't feel I have to go to the guards, but at the same time I would rather not continue the conversation with this man.
Okay, I mean, we're not.
Yeah,
okay.
But let me just squeeze. I don't think there's a reason to go to the guards here.
Okay, let me squeeze. No, I don't. No, let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
She's a bit taken aback, actually.
Yeah.
But, are you okay, Katie?
I'm fine. I'm very thick-skinned. I'm pissed off that I agreed to do the topic in the end because it was dead and buried, and I should have left it there.
But you know what? It was probably best in the long run that it was. You found out it was an actual creep, not just some lad. Because I was in your camp at the beginning, like, because I work with a lot of young lads, you know, and they're flat out on Tinder and whatever, Hinge and Bumble and all this sort of carry on. And like, it's fucking right. Just sending random women on, just to find random women on Instagram, just send the messages. Like, you know, it's more commonplace than I think Adrian is thinking of. And oh my eyes, like I wouldn't consider myself old, and again,
Martin, the point of me wanting this discussed on this top as a topic today is to highlight that it is not right. It is not acceptable.
It doesn't make. I'm
telling
not saying
a stranger.
It's right. Listen, I'm not saying it's right, so don't misquote me there. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it is the way society, unfortunately, has become. Women.
So, had his message been accompanied by a dick pic, would you have felt any different?
Sorry.
If his message had been accompanied by a dick pic,
I would have still done the same thing. I would have blocked.
I'm surprised they didn't actually come with a dick pic after listening to him ring in there. To be honest.
Well, no, it didn't. Did it?
No.
No. Fine.
No, I was saying, I'm surprised they didn't.
Do you understand, Martin, why I wanted to raise this as a topic to highlight that it is that Katie was dismissing it as nothing to see here, and I wanted to highlight that there is actually something to see here. It is not acceptable to be sending messages like that.
When I seen it on Facebook last night, even it was posted about it, I was like, that's a nothing topic. If I'm being honest with you, just like maybe 6 or 8 months ago or a year ago, I would have been like, maybe it is. But after working with a few fellas that are in that dating world, like it doesn't surprise me. Like, it did surprise me when he rang in. Do you know, I genuinely thought it was just some random lad chancing his arm with Katie, like, do you know?
All right, good to talk to you as always. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in one final message from Jordan.
Hi guys, have to say, an interesting podcast. It's a mental podcast, I have to say. And just to first off, Katie, I hope you're all right, because you can hear your voice shaking off of that. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's one thing to receive a text message, you know what I mean, you can just block them, fucking never deal them again, that's the end of that. But what you guys do, you're in a public forum, you're doing podcasts, you have call-ins, you have followers, you have listeners, you know what I mean, you're going to have people reaching out to you all the time, I'd say. But for that, you know what I mean, like, honestly, I can't stop laughing. What was your man hoping for? Like, you know what I mean, if he's a fan of the show, he knows that Katie's married, for God's sake. You know, she's spoken about her husband highly from the times I've listened to the podcast, so obviously your man knows this. So what was he hoping for? He just couldn't leave well enough alone, and obviously had made the situation worse. So, you know, I think for me, it's that's kind of borderline stalking. He obviously just didn't get the hint for the fourth time round when she didn't reply back to him. But seriously, you know what I mean? People like that actually need to cop on and just fucking, you know, don't do that shit, like, you know what I mean? Because it's just fucking weird.
All right, Jordan, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. Before we go, I did promise you earlier on in this podcast, didn't know what direction it was going to go, but I did promise you earlier on that we would give away another Opinions Matter coffee mug. I'm not going to ask a question today. Just send me a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 and say, I want one of your coffee mugs, and we'll pick a winner on Monday. Okay, simple as that. Just send us a message saying, I want one of your coffee mugs. Send it by WhatsApp to 085 825 2626, and we'll pick out a winner on Monday. All right, 085 825 2626. Just send us a message with your name saying, I want one of your coffee mugs. Katie, thank you for agreeing to do the topic, mm-hmm. because you did.
Yeah.
And I just want to stress that.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's okay, yeah. I mean, next time I'm going to stick to my gut and not tell you if a message like that comes in again, but...
Only being your friend.
I know. And I get the reason you wanted to do the topic, and I get there's a societal issue, as you so put it, but can we just make sure that that number is blocked, please? Because I blocked this guy, this guy. We'll be blocked from the show, and then we can just move on from this.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.